Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia, and today's conversation focuses on what it really takes to perform at a high level without losing clarity, direction, or personal control in the process. Many corporate leaders operate under constant pressure where decisions carry weight, expectations are high, and the margin for error feels small. From the outside, success can look structured and stable, yet internally, there can be a growing sense of strain, fatigue, or disconnection from what truly matters. The challenge is not simply about working harder, but about maintaining clarity, making effective decisions, and navigating both professional and personal demands without compromise. Today's guest brings a powerful and structured approach to this space. Adit Bikis works with corporate executives under immense pressure, helping them regain focus on what truly matters and resolve both company and private challenges through her conscious success blueprint without the ongoing strain that often leads to burnout, addiction, or physical exhaustion. Adit, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, and Adit, to begin, can you share a little about your journey and what led you to work with corporate executives at this level?
So I started in the corporate world as well, and I was climbing the ladder. I was an engineer and then a senior engineer and a chief engineer and eventually a contractor. So I went through this and I experienced that from outside, I looked successful. I looked someone who's achieving her goals constantly, but inside I was struggling a lot with my own physical health and also some mental health issues as well, and also with my family dynamics, it ended up eventually in divorce, and then I also ended up finding solutions. I'm a very solution-oriented person, and I never give up. So I was looking constantly for solutions to better my life. And eventually, when I found these solutions, I realized how much it helped me and how much I could help others to have a much better life while they still, having the success they want and also having a different perspective about life.
And thank you for sharing your vulnerability as well. I mean, it seems a lot to go through all those changes. And thank you for sharing that so honestly, because there's a real contrast between how things looked on the outside and what you were actually experiencing within. And I think that's something so many people will relate to. And this idea of appearing successful, yet quietly carrying a lot underneath. I think, again, a lot of people will be able to resonate with that. And what really stands out to me is your determination to keep searching for solutions rather than staying stuck in that place. And I completely agree that when you come through something like that, it naturally shifts your perspective. It's not about success anymore. It's about how you live alongside it in a way that actually supports your well-being and your work with individuals under immense pressure. What do you tend to notice when they first come to you?
So they usually come to me when they already have a degree of like depression, or maybe they're going through some hard time as well. It's not just the work stress, but they also experiencing some life-changing situations like grief or divorce, or maybe they just feel stuck, which means they are in a position where they felt maybe successful or happy lately, or years ago, but now currently they feel unfulfilled and stuck in this situation, and they kind of lost their vision or lost their purpose in that position. So that's when I actually step in and help them to get out of that rabbit hole, get out of that feeling of stuck, and finding a new path for themselves.
And I think, again, is something that's relatable because, and thank you for sharing, because it really highlights the point at which people tend to reach out when things have already built up beneath the surface. And I completely agree with you. It's rarely just one thing, and it's often a combination of pressure, the life changes that you mentioned, and that deeper sense of feeling stuck or disconnected from purpose. And I've often come across that in my practice as well. What I really value in what you're saying is that you're not just addressing the symptoms, you're helping people find a new direction. And I think that's really important to share. And that's where the real shift happens, because that's what a lot of people want, the solutions. As you said, you're solution orientated, and that's what a lot of people want. They want a way to look forward rather than keep on reflecting on what's not working out for them. So many leaders appear highly capable on the surface. We all know this, and they have to present themselves in a certain way. But what is often happening beneath that level of performance? What do you think it might be, Adit?
Yeah, so when they come to me, they usually caffeinated. They drink a lot of coffee, you know, during the day. They maybe close the day with a glass of alcohol. So that's how they try to manage it. So they stuck at the managing phase instead of having a solution which doesn't need these addictions, you know, which free them from these addictions and then actually help them to implement better positive habits in their life, which is supporting more their mental and physical health as well, besides they still focused and have clarity and they can achieve their goals. So it's I think what they were, the direction what they tuning in is more like the addictions, you know, and trying to manage it with certain things. Even exercise, sometimes they use exercise like going to the gym like on a daily basis for hours because they feel like, okay, it's helping with my mental state of mind or with my mental health. It's if you're not overdoing it, if you're doing it on a good level, then it's really helps. It's already scientifically proven that it's helped with your mental health, and it's of course with your physical health, with your immune system. But when you're overdoing it, it can actually have a backlash. How can I say this? Like a negative effect on you as well, because maybe you neglect other things in life. You know, if you spend too much time in the gym, then might you neglecting your family, your partners, your, you know, whatever could be also important in life. And then I think it's really important to get priorities and then what is important and do those kind of actions. So yeah, it's important to realize that what things you can change and shift in your habits, and then find better ways to actually move forward.
Absolutely. Such a valuable point there that you've made, because finding that balance isn't always easy. And I think it's a really important point you're making, that managing on the surface is actually keeping people stuck in a cycle. And I think, again, what you're bringing in around awareness and intentional choices is key, because that's where people start to shift from coping to genuinely moving forward in a healthier and more sustainable way. And at what point do you think, Adit, does pressure stop driving performance and start affecting clarity and effectiveness?
I think it's unique to everybody. So everybody is affected differently by stress. Someone actually can be thriving under stress or under pressure, while others can break under pressure. So I think personally, everybody needs to have that awareness. Where is their breaking point, or how much stress they want to go with. And if the most important is how they actually reflect on their stress, or how they react to their stress. If it actually makes them happy and joyful and fulfilled, then it's not gonna affect them negatively, because they just gonna get more adrenaline from it and they love it, you know. But yeah, if someone is actually reacting with negative emotions, with regret, with guilt or shame, or with you know, with feeling upset or negative way, then definitely they gonna go down into the rabbit hole, and then even getting health issues because of that self-sabotaging mindset or self-sabotaging emotions.
This is true, and it's a pattern that I'm sure many of your clients have, it's shown that familiar cycle, that familiar pattern, because it certainly has in my profession as well. And I think I really appreciate how you've explained that, because stress isn't one size fits all. I completely agree with you. It's less about the pressure itself and more about how someone experiences and responds to it. And I think that's such a valid point, because that self-awareness you're talking about, knowing your own limits and recognizing when something is energizing you versus what is quietly depleting you, can really shift things for you. It can really make you understand your own response, and that can really help people make better choices as well. It can support them rather than push them further into a negative cycle. So, what do you think is most commonly misunderstood about success at a high level?
Yeah, I mean, how most of the people look at success is materialistic, right? They look at the finances, they look at the numbers, they look what they own or how they show up. You know, the expression, the how they look from outside, and what position they are in. So that's what most people tend to feel like success, or tend to acknowledge as a success. But I also see that more and more people is start to get into healthier habits, getting into having a happy family life, showing up that part of their life also as part of success, you know? So they start to understand that, yeah, it's not just the money, but I need to actually, if I'm a leader, I need to actually show up that, yes, I have the success at my business, but I'm also healthy. And I'm also having a happy family life, and it's all possible because that's how I lead my life, and that's what I promote to everybody. So I am happy about it that more and more people take more control about their own health and then their own relationships.
And that's a really refreshing perspective, and I'm glad you've brought that in, because it's shifting how we define success in a much more meaningful way. I completely agree with you, and there's been such a strong focus on external markers for so long, but what you're describing is more complete, a complete picture of success when you look at your family life and even your health and things like that. Such valuable points. Thank you so far for your valuable insights. We're going to take a short commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm joined by the incredible Edith Bekis as we explore leadership, clarity, and performing under pressure. Welcome back, Edith.
Hi, everybody.
Now, your work centers around the Conscious Success Blueprint. Can you explain what that means in practical terms? I'm really excited to learn about this, actually.
Yes, Conscious Success Blueprint is originated from the science of consciousness and also includes mindfulness, habits, and beliefs. So when I'm working with my clients, we're focusing on heavily like how to reprogram the subconscious mind, because there are the habits and the beliefs which needs to be replaced or reframed, and basically to get rid of the self-sabotaging habits and implementing good habits, and also realizing the self-sabotaging belief system which needs to be reframed. And the other part is the mindfulness, which also very powerful thing, because it's connected to your emotions as well. Because mindfulness, in my way, it means not just like sitting still and observing your environment. Mindfulness means when you are able to control the only things which you can control. It's basically your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions. You can't control the outside situations, so you can only control yourself, and that's your thoughts, emotions, and actions. And then the other part is the science of consciousness is also explaining like what part of the mind is how it operates actually on a daily basis, and how long you are, like how much percentage you actually use your conscious mind, and then to compare it to the subconscious and the unconscious, how they impact your everyday life. And then our very traumatic experiences are actually in the unconscious mind, and that also the case which keeps you on an emotional roller coaster. So in the Conscious Success Blueprint, I work with also releasing unresolved traumatic experiences from the unconscious. I work with the subconscious to reprogram it, implementing better habits, better beliefs, and then eventually learning how to step into that vibration, step into that brain waves to get the visions you need to move forward.
And that's beautiful. And it completely resonates with my line of work as well, because it's very similar. And it's a very well-rounded approach. And I appreciate how you've broken that down, because it connects so many layers of how people actually function day to day. And I completely agree with you. Real change doesn't just come from surface level habits. It comes from understanding what's happening beneath that, particularly in the subconscious and unconscious. And we store so much away there of our life experiences and how that's driving our behavior. And what really stands out for me is how you're bringing mindfulness into something practical, not just as a concept, but as a way of taking ownership of your thoughts. And I talk about this all the time. In fact, I spoke about it in my TEDx talk, where I speak about your thoughts, emotions, and actions, and being very consciously aware of them. And I think when people begin to understand that, they can influence that internal space. That's where things genuinely start to move, and in a very lasting way. And it does take practice. It takes a lot of practice. And how much of what leaders struggle with is linked with those internal patterns rather than the external demands? Have you come across any case studies or anything you would like to share with us?
Yes, absolutely. Like, you can imagine that someone starts working in their 20s and 30s, and they are very resilient, they are a strong person, they're doing their job really great, they are very successful, but suddenly they lose someone in their life, or they lose something, and then they go through a grief, right? How that grief is going to impact their future, you know? They suddenly lose control, they feel they're going into their rabbit hole, you know, they're getting into depression, and that's going to start start affecting their work, their relationships, and everything, their health as well in their life. So that's when they, if they learn how to actually deal with these kind of things because of the Conscious Success Blueprint, then they won't actually experience this kind of rabbit hole issue and then the whole breaking down the whole life of them, right? So Conscious Success Blueprint is helping you to navigate whatever hits you, is to go through it on a much easier way and much more resilient way and stay on track and actually move forward better.
Yes, and I totally agree with you. It's so powerful, the way you're putting it. And I think you've captured something very real there, how one moment of one loss can really change the trajectory of everything internally and externally, and even for someone who's been strong and resilient for years. And I completely agree again, because it's often those unexpected life events that reveal what's going on beneath the surface. And I mean, what stands out for me is that what you're offering isn't about avoiding those experiences, which I'm sure a lot of people do, but it's more about giving people the tools to move through them without losing themselves in the process. And I think that's what real resilience is built upon, because being able to face those moments and still find a way to stand grounded and keep moving forward is so powerful. And I know that decision making is critical in leadership, because when you've got those mental blocks there, of course, they can really limit beliefs and ideas and really distract people. But decision making is critical in leadership. So how does pressure influence the way decisions are made?
So decision making is important in everything, if you think about it, not just in business, but in everyday life. We make decisions like in every second in our life. And then when you actually get to the point to see the consequences of your actions, of your decisions, then you start making better decisions and you are more put together, more resilient, more stronger, if you have that capability to actually decide in a mindful way. A pressure can just create more urgency, and then how you deal with the urgency is again really important. Some people deal with the urgency on a negative way. They can maybe start to get scattered, and they maybe get fearful or worried, and they can actually tend to make bad decisions. But someone is actually suddenly gain clarity under pressure. That's also happening to certain people, who's actually bringing the best out of them when they are under pressure, you know, and then actually they make the best decisions. So again, it's going into the thing, what we talked about before, that it's so much related to how the person react to it, or how the person is experiencing certain situations, how they actually make their decisions. But the most important thing is that to get to the point to know the consequences of their decisions, of their actions, and making the decision like that, having the responsibility also, knowing the responsibility about how they make this decision and what the outcome could be.
Yes, and again, it's that link between pressure and clarity, isn't it? Because it really does come down to how someone responds internally rather than the situation itself. And I think when people begin to understand their own patterns, as you said, in those moments, that's when they start making decisions that genuinely support where they want to be. And why do even highly experienced professionals, Sadiq, begin to second guess themselves over time? Because we see them as more experienced, and you know, there's moments where they have that moment where they feel they're making a mistake or they're not sure. Where is that coming from, those ideas and beliefs?
Yeah, it could come from different places. So one is could be like they had experiences when they were betrayed before, or they made mistakes before, and they have that, you know, that traumatic experience basically buried in the unconscious. So they get triggered when they need to make certain decisions or when certain situation is changing around them. What is happening is like in most industry is like the life is start to become faster. There is lots of innovations, lots of inventions, technology, everything is speeding up. And if someone is not comfortable with change, they already start second guessing themselves. And then we also need to understand that learning never stops. You always need to continue learning because of the change and because of certain practices or demands, you know, around you. So if you are someone who's not comfortable with continuous learning or practicing, then it's again can backfire and bring you into the situation like, oh, you don't feel prepared. So if you think about it, it comes back to the person, what they willing to do for their success. Are they willing to continuously learn, go with the innovations and move with the technology, or they give up on themselves and then they make the decision like, yeah, probably these things are not for me. And then because of that, I feel like a loser. So it's their own personal choice. And then, but yeah, the self-sabotage could come from old beliefs, which is maybe not feeling good enough. And then it was just enough for them to reach a certain level, but it's not enough to push them above that cap, what they believe that that's their top, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's these beliefs can come from childhood situations, even, you know, adulthood, whenever someone told them off, whenever someone told them like, you are not good enough for me, or left them, or they made a mistake, or they, even if they didn't trust certain people because they were betrayed. So all of these situations can piling up and then eventually bring them into a triggering situation when they make decisions like from that low vibrational place, from that beliefs which is actually not supporting them.
Yes, and all of those beliefs and ideas and thoughts are coming from that familiar place. And going back to what you were saying about those layered points that you made, I really appreciate how you connected those past experiences to what shows up in the present. And I, again, those beliefs, they sit in the unconscious. They don't just disappear. They quietly influence how people respond to change, that pressure and even opportunity. But what really stands out for me in what you're saying and is how relevant this is in today's world, because everything is moving quickly. And I also feel that people are being overstimulated. They feel they have to forever keep up with everything. And if someone already doubts themselves, that pace can amplify that fear of not keeping up, which I call FONKU, the fear of not keeping up. And I think what you're highlighting around continuous learning and self-awareness is key, because when people understand where those reactions are coming from, they can start to move forward with more confidence rather than holding themselves back. And I know that you work across both business and personal challenges, because it's not just the individual that may have these challenges. So how interconnected are those two areas in reality?
Yeah, so when you start working with the Conscious Success Blueprint, you get tools which helps you also become more focused, having more clarity, also becoming a much kinder person, you know, to others, understanding the importance of connections, understanding the importance of having a vision. So it's moving forward both sides of your life on a much more gentle way. Like you will understand like, yeah, I need a connection. I need the connection with partners, with relationship with my either personal or business partners needs to be bettered, you know? And then if I have a certain behavior, which is self-sabotaged this before, then now this tool can actually help me to become a kinder and more compassionate person and deal with communication and deal with connections on a much more better way. And then in the business also, with the clarity, with the focus, and with more inspiration and visions, actually create new projects or create new steps ahead towards the goals. So it's connected, because you shifting, you changing, you open up, and then you become a person who's more into sharing, trusting. It's really important, because everything is happening with other people. So when you go through Conscious Success Blueprint, you understand that you need to actually reach out to people, you need to accept people, you need to trust, and then you need to build connections. And if you are holding into grudges, if you are having negative self-talk, if you are having negative habits, all of those just ruining these connections and communications and the information flow, what you need, and then also how you start building yourself up with positive habits. So that's why how it's all connected. And understanding that having a nice family home or like a romantic partner or whatever is also, if it's a good one, a good influence in your life, is actually encouraging you, is actually motivating you to become better in your business. And then when you are also having a great business life, you know, and then great success, then you are more comfortable to approach you know, personal life situations in a different way. So everything is connected, interconnected. And also I would add the health part to it, that if you are having that success in your business and then you're having a nice relationship, you want to keep your body healthy, right? To have a sustainable life and then enjoy all of these amazing things on a longer term. But you need to be healthy for that.
Absolutely. And it's a really holistic way of looking at it. And I really appreciate how you're bringing both the personal and professional sides together. So thank you, Adit, so much for your valuable insights. I'm really enjoying this conversation. We're going to take another short commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm in conversation with the amazing Adit B. Kiss, discussing clarity, performance, and navigating pressure without losing direction. Welcome back, Adit.
Hi, everybody. Thank you.
Now, Adit, many people push through fatigue, stress, or even physical symptoms. What is the cost of ignoring those signals?
As we talked about earlier, that how personal reactions or personal triggers are actually affecting ourselves, like, and our results, is the same thing. Like, some people are able to push through these things and still having everything figured out and a great life, you know, and not experiencing too much negative effect of it. But there are some people who's suffering from it, like they can't pull this up too long, right? They're gonna have a health issues, they're gonna have, probably they're gonna faint or something happening to them if you pushed yourself through your limits, like not having enough sleep, obviously, or, you know, having too much stress. But again, how you feel about it, because some people is you know, having fatigue, they go to sleep like they sleep like a stone, you know, they wake up in the morning and they start in the gym and go back to work and they work 15 hours and they go to sleep like that. But someone is actually, if they experience a lot of stress and they have insomnia, let's say, and they, even though they go to sleep, they go to bed on time, but they can't sleep because they have insomnia, they're thinking about the project, they're thinking about whatever is stressing them, then it's yes, the fatigue is even more amplified. Because they don't have that deep sleep, which is required for relaxation and to produce the necessary hormones in their body. And then the other things are, for example, it's all coming back to how you feel about it yourself. Do you feel guilt? Do you feel anger? Do you feel, you know, do you feel negatively about it? Then it's gonna get back to you as a health issue, a disease, or something. You're gonna break down, starting from your mental situations. Maybe you're gonna feel depressed or something about it. But if you are at the other end, the person who's actually still feeling great and then still enjoying the work, even it long hours, you know, enjoying the stress, then for them the impact is much more minimal. So it's again, the self-awareness is so important, and knowing your own limits and knowing like how is it happening to you. And what comes back is like, you don't need to have a work-life balance every day, but like if you work really hard on a project for a month, let's say, then you can take a weekend off, you know? So it's like, the work-life balance can show up in weeks and months kind of cycles as well. It doesn't need to be a daily work-life balance to stay successful or to stay on demand and then stay, you know, on the top of the game. So, but it's important to also have sometimes when you can reflect, recuperate, you know, relax and have that time for yourself, because you're going to see that when you're actually not pushing yourself all the time, but you have that space, your mind is going to start bringing you new ideas, going to start bringing you new visions, new solutions. And maybe you were pushing something hard, and eventually, because you didn't take the time off, you had no time to reflect, you didn't adjust it on time, and then you maybe went to the wrong direction. And if you would have take some time off, then you would have the time to adjust, reflect, you know, and then get that ideas into your brain, because you gave some space in your mind to actually have those ideas coming in and work on them. So some people believe that success is all about pushing, but you can actually become more successful when you give yourself that time to just have a space in your mind and then to be able to adjust. So you shouldn't be like guilt or feel guilty or ashamed to take a day off or a weekend off, you know, and just be, which means be is like enjoying yourself, you know, maybe listening music, cooking, doing some exercise or whatever feels great for you. And the other thing is about what I wanted to bring in is the meditation. One of the biggest part in my conscious success blueprint is the meditation practices. And there is a saying that if you don't have 20 minutes a day to meditate, then you definitely need to start meditating because then it's something wrong, you know. So that 20 minutes would allow you to gain so much insights, which you would lose if you don't take that time off, you know, because you're going to be in the doing every day, every hours. You don't have that space in your mind. Then you don't bring in the new solutions or the new kind of approach or the new way of tweaking things, you know, to a better solution. So it's highly recommended to have that time off.
Absolutely. And that's a real honest way of describing everything. And I appreciate everything that you said, because it does come back down to that self-awareness again. And I think you're right. It's not about rigid daily balance. I think that's such a valuable point. It's about understanding your own rhythm and giving yourself those moments to reset, because that's often where the clarity and better decisions actually come from. So what are some early warning signs that someone should not overlook for sure, even if they are still achieving results? What would you advise our listeners?
Yeah, definitely their behavior. If they catch themselves that they have like anger issues or they feel down often, you know, after a conversation or after a communication with someone, they feel maybe angry, betrayed or triggered, you know, like with feeling some negative emotions, that's a big sign that they need to go through something to resolve or release from the very traumatic experiences. The other things, health issues. Obviously, if you feel like you have health issues started to picking up, high blood pressure, diabetes, these are really big signs. They are already the manifestation of this, all of these actions, what they took, like the unhealthy habits, you know. And then again, addiction. If you're already having addictions like, you know, smoking or drinking alcohol on a daily basis, being caffeinated all the time, having like 3-4 coffee a day, then it's really time to reconsider like how you're supposed to live your life if you want a sustainable, healthy life.
Yes, absolutely. And finally, if there is one shift someone could make this week to move towards clearer thinking and stronger performance, what would you suggest?
I would suggest the meditation, starting meditating. And yes, if you already meditate, also there are so many kinds of meditations. Which kind of meditation you do right now? You know, there are people who meditate with running. They go jogging and they say, oh, that's my meditation, jogging. Or going to the gym and they feel like they're meditating while they're doing their gym exercise. Or they meditate while they, I don't know, cleaning the house, whatever. So basically, there are certain things what they call meditation as well. And there is moving meditations, like you walking or swimming and you meditate. But what meditation I actually highly recommend is the Samadhi meditation. It's why I recommend the Samadhi meditation, because it can actually help you with your insomnia, with fatigue, because it's help you to produce the necessary hormones on an extra boost. So if you are someone who's suffering from insomnia or missing night sleeps, then it's really important to get back more melatonin, serotonin, oxytocin, growth hormone into your system. And this 20 minutes meditation is help you with that, because it's bring you into delta brainwaves for a period of time, and then you produce these hormones. So you're going to have a better sleep, you're going to be more focused, you're going to have a more vital body, and you also become a much kinder person. So just starting with this meditation, you will realize that in the coming days and weeks, you will start actually become more resilient and you having more visions, more a better clarity and better focus in your life.
Thank you for that. And indeed, thank you for joining us today and for sharing such clear and grounded insight into what it really takes to sustain performance without losing yourself in the process. This has been a powerful conversation. Now, for our audience who may want to connect, where can they find you?
I have a website, editbkiss.com, so they can also book a call with me there. I also available on LinkedIn for DMs, or Instagram is editbkiss, both places. So it's just my name.
Thank you for that. And thank you to everyone listening to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. If today's conversation resonated, do share it with someone who may benefit from hearing it. I am going to close today's show with a part of the song Clocks by Coldplay, a fitting close to a conversation about focus, control, and navigating demands without losing direction. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.